Welcome to another installment of Fighting for the Faith. My name is Chris Rosebro. I am your servant in Jesus Christ. This is the channel that compares what people are saying in the name of God to the Word of God. All right, so have you ever heard somebody say that you have a kingdom mantle and you need to learn how to wear it? Thinking, Rosebro, what are you talking about? Yeah, buckle up. It's going to be weird. If you've ever heard anyone say that, even if you haven't heard anyone say that, hit the subscribe button down below. Don't forget to like the video and ring the bell. We are going to head over to, let's get there now, the It's Supernatural Network, and we're going to be listening to a video titled, Are You Wearing Your Kingdom Mantle? And before we even get into this, apparently the lady who's going to be teaching us is Dr. Candace Smitherman. I'd never heard of her until I saw this video. Hang on a second. Let me make sure I get this taken care of. Dislike. Yeah, that's an important part of my job is disliking false doctrine. Let's take a look at some scripture before we get started. And the idea here is that this is going to be an example of a completely fabricated doctrine, a totally made up theology. And we are not to listen to people who teach things like this. God wills for us not to, because this isn't from Him. So 1 Timothy 6, verses 3 and 4, says this about people who are false teachers. If anyone teaches a different doctrine and does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus and the teaching that accords with godliness, he's puffed up with conceit. He understands nothing. He has an unhealthy craving for controversy and quarrels about words which produce envy, dissension, slander, and suspicions. Don't listen to people like this. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 says it this way, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, expressly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, the actual true Christian faith, and you know the faith once delivered to the saints, by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons. Paul says it this way in his farewell words of warning to the pastors of the congregations in the city of Ephesus. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away disciples after themselves. That's what false teachers do. They make disciples after themselves rather than disciples of Jesus. In order to be a disciple of Jesus, you have to listen to and believe and learn about the doctrines that Christ has commanded be taught. And you're going to only find that in the Bible, in the Old and the New Testament. And in fact, that's the whole point of the Great Commission. Jesus says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching all that I have commanded. So yeah, that's where we get the idea of sola scriptura, because the only place I can find words and have confidence that those words have anything to do with what Christ has commanded, that's all in the Bible, in the Old and the New Testament. No other place can I go to find those, what Christ taught, because it just doesn't exist. And then 2 John verse 9 says, everyone who goes on ahead and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever abides in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. So Christ himself makes it clear we are to abide in his words. Well, all of that being said, off the top of your head, can you think of anywhere in Scripture where it talks about the importance of your kingdom mantles and how to wear them? No biblical text teaches any of this. And so we've got a big problem, because already, are you wearing your kingdom mantle? The question that is being asked shows that Dr. Candace Smitherman is bringing to us an extra biblical doctrine. And we're to reject it. We're to abide in the words of Christ. I have no obligation to believe anything she's saying. Already I can tell. In fact, I have a biblical obligation put upon me by Christ that I not listen to and believe people who teach this kind of stuff. Let's take a look at the introduction, shall we, to the Are You Wearing Your Kingdom Mantle from the It's Supernatural Network.
Did you know that you have a kingdom mantle? What is
No, I don't. I do not have a kingdom mantle. Nobody has a kingdom mantle.
This mantle, and how do you wear it? Stay tuned, and I'm going to share this with you.
All right, so there's your teaser. Already we've got a problem. I'll skip the intro to where she gets to the teaching part. Let's go.
Welcome to Your Path to Destiny. I'm your host, Candace Smitherman, and your life coach mentor. I'm so excited
You're not my life coach. You're not my mentor. You're not a teacher of the Christian faith. Sorry.
Join me today because we're going to be talking about kingdom mantles. What is a kingdom mantle?
I know. What is that? I mean, because when I look at what Christians have believed, confessed, taught, and died for, you'll note that Christianity is a confession of faith that people historically have been martyred for. There isn't a single martyr in the Fox's Book of Martyrs of those who died while refusing to give up the biblical teaching of kingdom mantles and mantelage and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And how do you have one? I'm really excited to tell you that Jesus has given you an individual mantle. That is a mantle that is a covering. It is a cloak. It is Him wrapping Himself around you. It comes when we become born again. We receive a mantle covering from the Lord.
You know, I remember growing up in the 70s and 80s and, you know, being a Christian in the 80s, I don't recall any churches, you know, saying, you know, in their doctrine of faith, you know, what do they believe, teach, and confess? We believe in the doctrine of the Holy Trinity, that there's one God and three persons. We believe that Jesus is both God and man, that Jesus died for our sins. We believe in the doctrine of original sin. We believe, and then also kingdom mantelage. Never until super recently, like, you know, 5 minutes ago, have Christians believed, taught, and confessed that upon becoming born again, they receive a kingdom mantle.
And this mantle is also what God uses to help expand you. When you learn...
I thought sugar did that. Anyway.
Learn to walk in His authority. When you learn to carry the power of the mantle, and the mantle literally is the delegated authority of God upon your life.
Uh-huh. You have texts that teach this doctrine?
So depending upon your spiritual giftings, your personality, the assignment that God has given you, you have been assigned a mantle.
Should I use the Enneagram to figure out which mantle I've been assigned? By the way, don't do the Enneagram. That's just weird, false, New Age mysticism masquerading as some kind of a Christian thing.
That helps carry you to accomplish the purpose that God created for you.
All right, then why are there no biblical texts that just say what you just said?
On the earth. But today I want to talk about kingdom mantles. And a kingdom mantle is broader. It's a mantle in which the church of Jesus Christ itself carries the kingdom mantle. Now that word kingdom actually is the word basileia, and it means...
Basileia.
To have the royal power of Jesus as the triumphant Messiah.
To have the royal power of Jesus as the triumphant Messiah. The Greek word basileia means that? All right, hang on a second. We're going to do a little Greek fact-checking, shall we? And in order to do that, let's go. We'll do a quick search. We're going to look for the word kingdom. All right, so walk you through my process here. Kingdom. And there's our Greek word basileia. So Matthew chapter 3, verse 2. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Let's check BDAG, which is the premier Greek lexicon as it relates to Koine Greek. And here's what it says. Basileia, a term relating to a royal administration, the act of ruling. A generational kingship, royal power, royal rule. These are ideas. B, especially of God's rule, the royal reign of God, usually rendered the kingdom of God and often understood as a royal realm, but with a dilution of the primary component of reigning activity, a chiefly eschatological concept beginning to appear in the prophets elaborated in apocalyptic passages. Yeah, so BDAG doesn't have your definition of what basileia is. So already we've got a problem, and that is somebody who can fact check the Greek language here can readily see that what Dr. Candace here is saying is not true regarding the Greek word basileia. So let me back her up just a little bit. Here we go.
Kingdom actually is the word basileia, and it means
basileia.
To have the royal power of Jesus as the triumphant Messiah. It means to carry this royal power. It's conferred upon us.
Which lexicon says that? Because you've just made up that definition.
It's a realm of kingdom living that we, as a member of Jesus' church, have been given by him. So you have an individual mantle, but then we all walk in a corporate mantle.
No, we don't. No biblical text says we walk in a corporate mantle. And just because you made up your own definition of the word basileia doesn't mean it's true. So note, we're not in a biblical text that talks about kingdom mantelage. We're taking the word basileia, mispronouncing it, creating a brand new definition for it that is not even remotely close to what the word means. And voila, we're off to the races. You see, because the word basileia appears in the Bible, and she just poured her own definition into this. By the way, this is one of the activities of the cults. The cults use language and words that, well, are the same. They use the word Jesus. They use the word kingdom. They use the word glory and things like this, and they pour different meanings into them. And so we've got a language problem here, because what she's doing is creating her own definition of the Greek word basileia, and that's the ground zero for her teaching on kingdom mantelage. But the word doesn't mean what she said it means.
And what's so exciting about this teaching is it's a teaching where you learn and understand that there is power in the realm of the kingdom of God that he has given each one of us as part of his body. Now, we've been told by Jesus himself that the kingdom of heaven has arrived, okay? So if the kingdom of heaven has arrived in him who walked the earth, died, buried, resurrected, and ascended, then we, his church, also carry this kingdom and the power of this kingdom. And Matthew...
Yeah, notice she didn't say anything biblical here. And the idea, Christ says the kingdom of heaven is at hand, repent and believe the gospel. Wasn't that, yeah, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, repent. You know, this is the preaching of the gospel of John the Baptist. And then in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, from that time, Jesus began to preach saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He didn't say it's arrived. And what did Jesus teach us to pray in the Lord's Prayer? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we're praying for his will be done and his kingdom to come. That's what we're presently saying. The kingdom of God is among us, but it's not arrived in the way she's talking. And all this realm talk, you know, she's started with her theology, and this is eisegesis. She's putting stuff into the biblical text that are not there.
Chapter 12, verse 28, the word says, and Jesus says this, but if it is by the Spirit of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. In other words, he's showing that when he's there, or when members of his kingdom are there, the kingdom of heaven.
That's, again, you're pouring meaning into Jesus's words that are far beyond what he meant there.
Heaven has arrived. It is a present reality as much as a future reality, and that demonic forces flee when the kingdom has showed up. And the demonic forces are forces that migrate around poverty mindsets. They
So demonic forces migrate around poverty mindsets. This is pure mythology. In fact, let me take a look at one of the texts that we go to with regularity here, 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapters 3 and 4. Scripture is clear in this regard. As for you, continue in what you've learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it. This is 2 Timothy 3:14, and how from childhood you've been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God. It's profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be complete and equipped for every good work. You want to hear the voice of God? read the scriptures, read them in context. Don't believe this all this mythology stuff that this woman is spewing and then trying to shoehorn and cram into the Bible. It's not there. So, you know, so Paul prophesying, you know, under the power of the Holy Spirit says, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who's to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and they will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. And so what Dr. Candace here is preaching is a straight up mythology. Listen again.
When the kingdom has showed up, and the demonic forces are forces that migrate around poverty mindsets.
It's just straight up mythology. Wow.
They migrate around lack thinking. And see, this is what is so great about the power of the kingdom mantle, is because of what Jesus did through his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension.
Notice the power and authority isn't in Christ. In her theology, the power and authority is in the kingdom mantelage. This takes all the authority and power away from Jesus and puts it on mantles. Yeah, a mantle is not going to save me, and a mantle is not going to give me power. And there is no biblical text that teaches your mantelage doctrine.
Ascension. Every force was broken. Every stronghold was ripped apart. That means that we walk in the power and the favor of God as a kingdom, as part of the realm of the kingdom.
Notice she's teaching doctrine and theology without biblical texts. Without them. She's made reference to a Greek word that she's changed the meaning of. She takes one sentence out of context from Jesus in Matthew chapter 12, and she's doing all kinds of doctrining and theologizing here, but none of it is based upon what a biblical text says and means in context. This woman typifies, she's the epitome of what we are warned of in Scripture, of those who go beyond what is written and, you know, and follow after deceiving spirits. And we're not to listen to them. This is just pure mythology.
We're all members of the kingdom. So see, the kingdom of heaven arrived when Jesus came to the earth, died, buried, resurrected, and ascended, and we, his bride or his body, now have all that power. Yes, you have exousia power. That means you have
exousia power. Exousia. Doesn't even know how to pronounce these Greek words that she's throwing out.
Gated authority. You have dunamis power, which is the power of God on the inside of you. Everywhere that you are, the demonic forces flee. Now,
No. This is just straight up mythology. In order for a doctrine to be biblical, a biblical text has to teach that doctrine. This is pure made up mythological charismania nonsense. And you might as well believe in Oompa Loompas at this point.
How do we walk in these kingdom mantles? Well, we have to make sure we change our thinking. The kingdom means that fullness, satisfaction, victory, overcoming power, the totality of who we are in Christ.
Where are you getting the definitions for these words?
Has arrived. And so we want to learn to live like this. I want you to stay tuned with me because we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about these kingdom mantles and the kingdom mantle that God has given us and how we can walk in.
No, we're done. Yeah, you see, you know, already in the first 5 minutes, you've invented stuff, made up things, created a whole mythology, twisted actual Greek words, can't even pronounce them, and shown that you are incapable of being a sound biblical teacher and exegete, and these doctrines are purely made up. Yeah, so, you know, I just, you know, come back to, you know, the text that we were looking at initially, and we'll note, we're not to listen to folks like this. This is a woman who has departed from sound doctrine, and she's teaching mythology. God doesn't want us to listen to that. He wants us to listen to his word. And those who go beyond the word, they don't have Christ. You know, in fact, that, again, 2 John verse 9 explicitly says, everyone who goes on ahead and doesn't abide in the teaching of Christ doesn't have God. Whoever abides in the teaching, and you're only going to find this in Scripture, rightly taught, has both the Father and the Son. So if this wasn't enough proof, it should be, Dr. Candace Smithyman, Avoid Like the Plague, and the It's Supernatural Network, who so irresponsibly put this woman's false teaching and mythology forward within the, you know, within the greater realm of the body of Christ, as being a sound teaching that they're getting behind, shows that they are basically the delivery package for the doctrines of demons and those who wander off into myths. So the It's Supernatural Network, avoid them like the plague as well. Hopefully I found this helpful. If so, all the information on how you can share the video is down below in the description. And until next time, may God richly bless you in the grace and mercy won by Jesus Christ and his vicarious death on the cross for all of your sin. Amen.